The U.S. is not adequately prepared to fend off cyber attacks. That was the warning from a recent report by the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. And online attacks reported by U.S. federal agencies are increasing rapidly. For solutions, American officials might want to look to Estonia. The tiny Baltic nation is hosting a major cybersecurity conference this week. From the capital, Tallinn, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
The Cooperative Cyber Defense Center of Excellence in Tallinn is home to some of the world's leading cyber sleuths. The center's main goal, to figure out who's launching cyber attacks and then brainstorm new strategies and tactics to stop them. Estonia may be a small country, but it's way ahead technologically. Online banking, digital signatures, and paying for parking with cell phones are the norm. But with progress comes potential danger.
Today, you don't need an army. All you need is a keystroke.
That's Estonian President Toomas Hendrik Ilves giving the conference's opening address.
It is time for governments to get their heads out of the sand. Our critical infrastructure, our electricity grids, transportation, and mobile phone networks today are so enmeshed and tied to the Internet that any open society is vulnerable to complete and utter failure.
In 2007, a series of targeted online assaults wreaked havoc with some of Estonia's most important web services. Those attacks highlighted how difficult it is to mount a defense of what has been called the fifth battle space. 3 years on, nobody can say for sure who was behind the attacks. They were launched by software running on machines in more than 100 different countries. To date, one young student in Tallinn has been tried and convicted of taking part. His fine was just a little more than $1,500. Jaak Aaviksoo is Estonia's defense minister. He says this new battlefield poses serious challenges for countries around the world.
There are no smoking guns, no foot or fingerprints in the virtual reality. What is a cyber dead or cyber wounded, or what is a cyber war? Has somebody to declare that? To what extent you can altogether formally verify who's attacking who?
There are no readily agreed upon answers to Aaviksoo's questions. Mikko Hyppönen is the chief of research at the Finnish antivirus firm F-Secure.
What we saw in Estonia in 2007, that wasn't war. That was online traffic jams, basically. And in my book, real cyber war, when we want to define what cyber war, real cyber war would be when the army of country A would attack the computer systems of army of country B. And that has never happened yet.
Yet being the operative word.
So we're sitting out here and we're able to exploit one server on the edge of your network.
Conference organizers invited some insiders to demonstrate how cyber attacks against nation states might be conceived, organized, and paid for. Haroon Mir is with a company that does penetration testing. In other words, organizations hire Mir to break into their systems to help them improve their security. Mir's one of the good guys, but he can get into the head of the bad guys pretty easily.
When people talk about cyber defense, they instantly get to will protect control systems. But the question is, are you protecting the banks? Are you protecting your ISPs? Are you protecting the largest company in your country?
2 years and $100 million. That's what another security consultant figures it would take for North Korea's Kim Jong-il to find a team of cyber mercenaries to take down systems in the U.S., for instance. The experts gathered in Tallinn this week agree that playing defense is technically tough. Defenders have to protect against every kind of attack. The attackers only need to find one way in. It's the kind of stuff that should give Estonian Defense Minister Jaak Aaviksoo nightmares. But it doesn't. He says it's all part of a necessary, if painful, learning curve.
In conventional military conflicts, we know more or less what the risks are and how to handle those. In cyber defense, we don't know. So it is all, you know, has to be worked out in the process of fighting real threats.
Estonians, by the way, haven't turned away from their internet-enabled lifestyle. We're not afraid of the danger, one government advisor told me. Just because you get mugged once in a park, she said, doesn't mean you stop going to parks. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Tallinn, Estonia.